Do you start your day rushing to get to work, anxious to get to your to-do list? Let's start our day inspired with this morning yin yoga practice. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. We offer real yoga for real people. Today we are starting your beautiful day here at Galantad Provincial Park. And when you subscribe to our channel and press that little bell, we're going to have more morning classes coming up for you, including a yin yang class. And also we're going to have a beginner yoga class this month. So thanks for subscribing, and those classes will show up in your subscription feed. But of course, the best value that I can offer you comes in our membership community. That's how I can help you start your day the best way every single day, especially if you have anxiety or back pain. There we have our daily yoga connection. That's where we curate our content so that you can have a daily yoga practice with the support from members all over the world. So that's a great one. And also we have morning sequences there, morning classes, all these short classes that just allow you to fit your yoga into your everyday. So that's the best option. Go to melissawest.com/membership, and that is the great way to do it. So let's start our inspired morning yin yoga by lying down on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Feel the support of the earth underneath you. And allow your attention to shift down from your head, from that to-do list, from rushing into your day, down and into your belly, so that you're feeling your breath in your belly. Thank you. Okay, from here, you're going to wiggle and stretch out a little bit. Our first yin posture, we're going to roll to our sides and come up for a seated position. You're going to bring the soles of your feet together in a diamond shape and then fill the space between your knees and the ground. If you have pillows, you can place them underneath your knees or you can use yoga blocks. Just fill the space so that your joints are supported. And then you're going to find an appropriate edge. And as we're looking at we're going to review the three principles of yin yoga right now. And as you review them, it could be a good reminder as you head into your day that we can take these qualities with us off the mat as well. So let's find the appropriate edge. We're going to lean forward. Feel that sensation in your body that you can stay with for 5 minutes. And so when we're thinking about finding that appropriate edge, we pay attention to our bodies with sensitivity and non-aggression to find sensation, but not too much sensation, because then we'll hinder the flow of chi and we'll not be able to soften into the pose. But we want enough tension so that we can expand the range of motion and energize the chi in our posture. So the same is true as we move into our day. We want to pay attention to our bodies with sensitivity and non-aggression. We want to turn inwards and listen to our bodies as we move through the days and find that appropriate edge. We want to feel sensations, but we don't want things to be sensational. So there'll be times when we need to move in more or back off. So we can think about this as we move into our days today, as we're starting our day, finding that appropriate edge. The second thing that when we are in a yin yoga posture is that we want to be still and allow our muscles to soften. And this allows us to access the deeper connective tissues that wrap around the joints and the bones. If we're constantly moving, then it comes back up into the surface level and it stays with the muscles. Now, we can apply these principles in our life as well. We can find stillness. And this is particularly important if you suffer from anxiety. When we are constantly moving, this just aggravates anxiety. And then also allowing our muscles to be soft. This is an appropriate thing to remember as we move into our day, as we go into our day as well, because that constant tension and gripping and holding also, it just adds to anxiety, it adds to the tension that we feel in our bodies, and also it does increase the amount of anxiety we feel as well. The final thing is that we hold the pose for a while. So depending on a yin yoga class, we hold anywhere from, or pose as well, we hold anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes. And this is something that we can consider as we move through our day as well. We often flip from one thing to another. We have multiple windows open on our computers. And if we can really perform these deep dives, then more energy is able to collect, just like the chi can be coaxed deep into the tissues in our body. So we can think as we're moving into our day too, am I staying with something for an appropriate amount of time? And am I giving it my full attention, just like we are here in this yin yoga pose?
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to very slowly come out of this pose and come onto our backs and feel the rebound from it. So you can just put your blocks off to the side for now. Then from here, we're going to roll over onto our stomachs for the next yin pose. Okay, from here, you're going to lie on your belly and then just roll your pelvis from side to side to release your low back. And you're going to walk your elbows to underneath your shoulders for Sphinx pose. This pose is really great to tonify your kidneys, which will help to gather energy for your day. It creates Jing Qi, or your essence energy for the day. So your kidneys sit right underneath your adrenals, and it's really great for tonifying them and creating energy. So instead of rushing into our to-do list in the morning and rushing into what you have to get done for the day, with this yin yoga class for the morning, we can stop and embrace the sacredness of our existence, our connection to our breath, the preciousness of being alive, and the gift of our unique lives. Okay, so you're going to lie down on your stomach and feel the rebound, particularly feeling the chi pooling around your lower back. Okay, and then from here, you're going to roll over onto your back. And take your feet over to the left corner and your arms up overhead. If this is too much for your shoulders, put a bolster underneath them so you alleviate that. And you're going to side bend to the left as well. Okay, you're going to slowly release your arms And bring your legs and your torso back to the center. And just feel the effects of this posture in your body. And then we'll do the posture on the other side. So take your feet over to the right side of the mat now. Remember, this side can be different. Take your arms overhead, support them with the bolster if you need to. If there's some tightness in the shoulders, or a rock if you have one. And then just pause here, finding that appropriate edge. Allowing your muscles to soften. Breathing into your side body. Okay, so very slowly and carefully, you're going to come back to the center and release this posture from your body. Feel the rebound. Feel the chi moving through your body. Okay, let's roll over onto your stomachs and continue with a start to our inspiring day. This is going to be similar to Sphinx. In fact, it could be Sphinx. So again, start on your stomach, roll from side to side to release your low back. And then you can either walk your elbows underneath your belly. So we're going to be tonifying our kidneys today again here, or you can stay here, or you can come upright into seal pose. Okay, so when we start our day this way, we are setting up the groundwork for how we show up in our day. So instead of going through our day ungrounded and scattered and anxious, we're taking the time to cultivate our energy and to connect with the earth, to slow down, and to follow the natural biorhythm of our body. So through our yin yoga practice, we're cultivating energy within us that's far greater than anything that's available outside of us. So we actually, you know, we spend a lot of our lives looking for the gold outside of us, but the gold is inside of us. Each time we take a breath, we have the opportunity to release toxicity from our bodies, whether they be mental toxins, emotional toxins, physical toxins, they all get released on your out-breath. And each time we breathe in, we can draw in fresh prana into our bodies, fresh chi. Okay, you're going to slowly lower down. Feel the flow of chi in your lower back. Then we're going to come up to seated. Okay, from here is you're gonna need your blanket or meditation cushion to sit on. We're going to do a seated forward fold. So just want to fold it so that you can have an edge to sit on so you can roll your pelvis over your leg bones. And then you're gonna sit on the edge. Take your legs wide. Okay, from here we're going to do a seated twist to begin. So you're just going to turn over your right leg and then fold forward over it. Okay. So yin is the receptive mode. And while this practice is incredibly quiet and internally focused, it will start your day by balancing the more externally and focused part of your day that is still yet to come. And this is a good thing, because when you gather and cultivate your energy through yin yoga, you're creating powerful reserves that you can draw on for the rest of your day. And it's by gathering our vital essence energy, the yin, and only by gathering the vital yin energy that it's possible to have the reserves for expression during the day. So in other words, there must be water in the well in order to drink. Now, lack of sleep and anxiety and stress, they all use up the reserves from our energy tank. And it makes it more difficult for us to effectively perform in our lives. Okay, so slowly come up center. Pause in the middle, just feel the effects of that. And then we're going to turn to the other side. And fold forward over the other side. So in order to have sufficient energy for our day and to have energy for the activity of our lives, we must understand where that energy is coming from. And in other words, the source of the energy itself. So by cultivating yin, by gathering our energy in, then we can have the fuel for the yang expression of that energy through our day. So when we take this quiet time for ourselves, we can attend to our own inner needs. We can check into and feel into the right path forward for ourselves and in the outward expression of yang in the world. So taking this time this morning for quiet practice is a way of developing your inner trust and knowledge. Okay, so lift yourself up out of the pose and slowly gather your legs up out of the pose. And then you're going to lie down on your back. If you've got a bolster, you can put it underneath your knees. Otherwise, you can, if you have back issues, lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. And if there are no back issues, then you can just lie on your back. To gather in the fruits of your practice, to allow the practice to settle in your body, and to continue to cultivate the chi for your day. So stay resting on your back to receive your practice. I'm going to sit up and read you a poem to close out. This is The Morning Poem by Mary Oliver. Every morning, the world is created. Under the orange sticks of the sun. The heaped ashes of the night turn into leaves again and fasten themselves to the high branches, and the ponds appear like black cloth on which are painted islands of summer lilies. If it is your nature to be happy, you will swim away along the soft trails for hours. Your imagination alighting everywhere. And if your spirit carries within it the thorn that is heavier than lead, if it's all you can do to keep on trudging, there is still somewhere deep within you a beast shouting that the earth is exactly what it wanted. Each pond with its blazing lilies is a prayer heard and answered lavishly every morning. Whether or not you have ever dared to be happy, whether or not you have ever dared to pray. So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Bend your knees. Roll to your side. And slowly make your way up to seated. We'll close out with our mudra and mantra series, gathering the fruits of your practice first into yourself and then offering them out into the world and your day. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So give yourself a thumbs up for making it all the way to the end of today's class and having an inspirational start to your morning. And if you did make it all the way to the end of the class, put my energy reserves are replenished now, and I'm ready to start my day. I want to thank Anise, Donna, Sean, Jessica, Anne-Marie, and Leah for your donations. They really help us a lot. This is what Tim and I do full time, so you are paying our salaries with your donations. Thank you. We appreciate that immensely. So if you'd like to donate, there is a donation button available at melissawest.com, and you can help to pay our salaries and pay for our rent and put food on our table. That makes a big difference to us. Thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I am wearing a blue bamboo top. Thank you, Donna, for that. And if you would like my 7-day wellness yoga staycation, go to melissawest.com/staycation. I know I will send you 7 days of yoga to do at home and fun wellness things. But the real value this month is in our membership community on June 24th, 25th, and 26th. We're doing a summer solstice retreat in our community, complete with yoga classes and meditations, breath practices. I think we're even going to do some forest bathing and recipes and live classes and the support of the whole community. Myself, it's really high touch, and that is where the real value is at. It's a awesome retreat. If you find that those long days of summer really start to get your anxiety going, I know they do for me. It's like these endless days, then having that time to retreat inward is really great. And we run retreats a few times a year in our membership community, and that's some great value there. I know if you look at the cost of retreats, they're huge dollars, they're thousands of dollars, and our membership community is a fraction of the price in comparison. So sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our ocean. May you be as grounded as the trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.